The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. And so whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Joy. Joy. I think one of the best ways to sum up the Liturgy of the Word this day is joy. And we still continue to journey through this season of joy. We're entering into the sixth week of Easter. 6 weeks. Which culminates with the Ascension next week. Joy, a real fruit of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us obtain the joy that only Jesus can give. He says at the end of the gospel today, he says, "It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will remain." And we know those fruits are the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, the fruit that really remains, and one of those is joy. And so this Sunday, let's reflect on this fruit, joy. We're in the season of joy, but also it is a day of great joy because it's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. And it's a day in which all of us in different ways, we try and we strive with the help of God's grace to be a cause of joy in the hearts of our mothers. All the little details that we try to do, the little ones. And we just go on overdrive to try to in some way express through our actions one of the rarest flowers found in the garden of virtues. Like me, you probably already got your mama some flowers. I know one person came up to me and said, "I got a card so she can go to the nursery and pick out whatever she wants." Beautiful. But gratitude is one of the rarest flowers found in the garden of virtues. And on Mother's Day, one day a year, we gather around our moms and we just say from our hearts and in our actions, "Thank you." And we truly become a cause of joy. For our own hearts, by the way we love and appreciate and value our mothers, and for our families, our domestic churches, where it's got to go from our heart to our family, our missionary territory. First is our heart, second our family. Forget about everything else. We got to get those two right. That's important. To live the joy in order to transmit the joy. You know, a few days ago, I picked up the phone and I called my dad and I'm like, "All right, I'm going to be a cause of joy." It was a little inspiration. Y'all are getting to know me. I'm like totally spontaneous. You know, I'm like the guy who's going around, "Hey, there's a squirrel," you know. He's going to get distracted. I mean, I was on the golf course the other day. "Look at that eagle," at Wells Fargo. I was like, "Look at that." I was with somebody. I'm like, "I'm with somebody. I'm looking at an eagle or whatever it was for." So I call my dad, and I'm like, "Dad, do me a favor, Dad. Please," and I speak real fast, kind of like my dad. was like, please don't tell mom. But what I'm going to do is I am, after the 9 a.m. Mass, because I got another priest friend of mine taking the 1 p.m. Mass, I'm going to jump in the car and I'm going to drive the 4-plus hours to Greenville, North Carolina. I wish it was Greenville, South Carolina, but that's where they live. But I'm going to jump in the car and I'm going to go up there and I'm going to surprise mom at the front door with some flowers. And my dad said, you already did. She's on speakerphone. So then I said to my mom, I said, now, mom, you just have to act surprised because my sister Marion, I told her it's going to be a surprise. So she's trying to keep the secret. And yet, even through in the technology, my brothers and sisters in Christ, even through telephone calls and technology, right? We can be a cause of joy for others. Yesterday we had a wedding and there was, the bride was getting married and her sister's living in Scotland, all places. And through our live stream, her little children and her husband got to see it, and it was a cause of joy. They were able to participate, just like today right now through live stream. Still, some of our parishioners are out in live stream, and wherever the camera's coming from the four angles, you know, I'm kind of looking around. Good to see you. Happy Mother's Day. Maybe my mom's even watching, you know. See you in a little bit. The surprise is out. It's out to all of Charlotte. No. But anyways, cause of our joy. In this month of May, our mother Mary, who we're going to crown after this hour homily, right? Hour. We're going to crown Mary, and she has a title, Mary, cause of our joy. Cause of our joy. Why is she a cause of our joy? Because of her yes to love. And when she received Jesus, she received Jesus, and she could have said, all right, now, Angel Gabriel, our patron, come on, put my throne right over there, because I'm going to be on the throne, and let me get everybody to serve you. No, no, no. She went in haste to Ein Kerim to serve her cousin Elizabeth for like 3 months or so, and became truly a cause of joy because she was the very first Eucharistic procession, very first monstrance of God that went out to Ein Kerim and carried Jesus in her womb and was a cause of joy. And all of us, whether we're waiting for our first Holy Communion or we've already received it, we receive Jesus through his living word and in the Eucharist, and we carry him out like living monstrances into our world. And we too can be a cause of joy for others. Question is for you and me is, do I have a lasting definition of joy? You see, joy, it can be a fleeting joy, which is letizia, or it can be a lasting, profound joy, the joy that Mary and Joseph, when they found Jesus in the temple, the joy of sacrificial love that goes deep, or a fleeting joy. A couple examples of fleeting joy. And we celebrate all our young people's accomplishments. But it was beautiful to get texts from the parents to hear that Charlotte Catholic won their state championship. It's great. They worked hard at it. It was the fourth year or whatever, but they're going to want to win again. You know? They're going to win again. It was a great joy. I'm an Atlanta Braves fan. Know the people there, know the coach, know everything. And they won in like whatever inning it was, but it was nuts. The game, I didn't stay up for it, but I watched it later. But they're going to want to win again tomorrow. You may have plans to go out for a breakfast or something special or to do things, but you're going to be hungry again tomorrow. You may have a new car or a house or some kind of material thing that brings you a passing joy, but it's going to be traded in at some point, or you're going to want to change it. So that's letizia. It's not bad, but it's a passing, fleeting joy. Our Lord's speaking about, I'll complete your joy. He's talking about gaudium, which is a deep resonating joy. The joy that St. Paul speaks about in the sense when he was shipwrecked, when he was scourged, when the first Christians suffered something, they were in prison and they came back and they rejoiced in joy because they were able to do something for the greater glory of God. That type of joy. And that's why on Mother's Day we look to our moms, because all those hidden acts of sacrifice that they do It's not easy for a mom and dad when someone's sick to stay up all night and then have to go to work the next day or to drive the car to carpool. But they do it because it brings joy to their heart, even though it's hard. That's awesome. So let's talk about a lasting joy that Jesus is talking about. When he speaks of joy, J-O-Y, and you've probably heard this before, but it's good to go back over it. J-O-Y, Jesus, others, yourself. You want the type of joy? You want the type of joy that he's talking about? I will complete your joy. He sums it up. Love is I love you in the present tense, not as I loved you on the cross, past tense, but as I love you right now, this day, May 9th, 2021, Charlotte, North Carolina, looking at you, each one of you, myself included, in loving us with a radical love. That type of love to complete our joy. It really goes in line, J-O-Y, Jesus, others, and yourself, right in line with the great commandment. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. Jesus said, love the Lord God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole strength, everything you got first, and your neighbor as yourself. As yourself. Love yourself. You are beautifully, wonderfully made. God makes no mistakes. He made you uniquely, wonderfully, and beautifully. And don't let the world or the devil or even your own flesh tell you something different. And that's where, if we're not careful, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the thief of joy can even rob the joy of Mother's Day or any day. What is the thief of joy? Comparison. Comparison. We start looking out in the world and we want this and we want that and we want this and we want that, and it's all about having and acquiring versus being and becoming instruments of God's joy. To be grateful for all we have. I remember a story of a little girl. I was eating dinner at home, and this little girl, mom made some chocolate cake, and it was in Louisiana. Chocolate cake was served out. She had her piece. She came up and she said, I want no piece of chocolate cake. And the dad said, come here, princess. So she came over a little sad and said, I want no piece of chocolate cake. And he said, I think you need to tell your mama, thank you for that chocolate cake. I want a piece of chocolate cake. And he said, princess, there are many boys and girls all over this world who will never, ever have a piece of chocolate cake. She looked up at her daddy at that table and goes, uh-uh. And he said, uh-huh. She goes, uh-uh. So I think what you need to do is be a cause of joy and go over there and tell your mama you're grateful for that piece of chocolate cake. So she did, coaching it up in the house, from the heart to the house, gratitude. So the world's got this. My flesh, I want the chocolate cake, I gotta have it. Right? The devil get in there. All you young people, it can happen to us adults too. Well, I'm not good at math, so I'm not even gonna try. Personally, this is my opinion. I don't think in any of our Catholic schools, religion should be a grade. Why? Because if someone gets a C, they think, well, I'm a C in religion. I can't do it. It should be a complete or incomplete, not a pass-fail. You can't fail in your relationship with Jesus. Because when we fail and we get caught up down that whisking river of comparison and we get whisked along and we get there and whatever we're doing, because we all chase that way and we get there, he's pursuing us with a radical love because he wants to complete our joy, and he's patient and he waits for us. We can never fail because he's the one who will wait for us patiently to complete our joy. So comparison, thief of joy. So I want to close with this, with one passage for we crown Mary cause of our joy. And it's a relation in Scripture. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Luke 6, verse 38. Another chapter, Jesus is talking and he's preparing in his public ministry, preparing for that day when he's going to speak at the Last Supper about joy, when he's going to want to complete their joy. And he says, here's where it's at. Y'all are judging people. Go read Luke 6. He said, stop judging and you will not be judged. But then he goes on, he says, give. There's another part in St. Paul's writing where he says, remember what our Lord said, that there's far more in giving than in receiving. Nowhere in the Gospels does he say it, but he says it in a way here. Give, and it'll be given to you. Good measure, packed down and overflowing in your lap. For the measure with which you measure will be measured back out to you. The little ones get this if they go to Smoothie King. I like Smoothie King. Get yourself Blueberry Heaven. You know what I'm talking about. You may like Strawberry Shortcake or whatever. But if I got my big old Blueberry Heaven, I'm sitting there, and you get yourself Strawberry Shortcake, and you come, and I'm sitting there with you, and you say, I want to share my Strawberry Shortcake. I want to give you some joy. Boom, you put it in there, it like overflows. Well, then what's it all about with our relationship with Jesus? His heart, he completes our joy because his heart is full of joy, and there's nothing we're going to do in this life that's going to add to that heart that's full of joy. And all the saints in heaven, our Mother Mary, her heart is full of joy. She's the cause of her joy, but she's in heaven. She's got all the joy in her heart. So what's it about, Father? It's about us loving God and our neighbor and ourselves in such a way that we bring whatever it is, the size of a thimble or the size of a bucket of joy into our family life. And we dump that into the heart of Jesus when we live that way. And what happened is that joy that we give, it overflows. Just like our fountain out there in the columbarium, that's a symbol, water, living water, the Holy Spirit, overflowing. Death is not an end, it's a change. It's a change, and it overflows back in. That's why he wants us to love one another. Because imagine if we all truly were, just us, St. Gabriel Catholic Church, a cause of joy in our city, by reflecting Jesus to others, first and foremost, in our families. Imagine how that would impact our neighborhoods, our schools, and everybody we meet. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we crown our Mother Mary and thank her, and you better believe it brings joy to her to put a crown on her head. Because we're her children and she prays for us. And by this living action, her joy overflows into the heart of her son and down upon us. And we receive Jesus truly in the Eucharist. He who is joy comes today to complete our joy. Amen.